Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we're joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, match day 15 just wrapped up, and as you predicted, there were indeed some changes, but not at the top of the table where Bayern still reside.
Yeah, you know, Bayern are really serious about defending their crown under Nagelsmann. Bayern have ended the year with 10 straight victories, and Nagelsmann really wants the team to stay competitive, especially when the league resumes in January. Of course, we know the World Cup is approaching, and that will be occupying all of the football fans. But domestically, you know, they have to stay on track. Their biggest litmus test, I think, recently was Freiburg. They're second in the standings right now, and Bayern had no trouble beating them up. I mean, we've seen Eric Choupo-Moting play himself back in the good graces of all of the football fans. Just sensational teenagers such as Jamal Musiala, you know, contribute how he can. Bayern looked great. I think other teams have to take care of business to keep it competitive. And as of yet, the gap is slowly increasing. Right now, it's up to 4 points. That means Bayern can do nothing when the action resumes and still hold on to the lead. There were some concerns, though, as we approached match day 15. Two players, Alphonso Davies, was injured, and he missed the match against Schalke, as was Sadio Mane. They both were added to their World Cup squads, their respective World Cup squads. Davis with Canada, Mane with Senegal, but it's still a question mark. How healthy will they be, and do they run a risk if they try to, win things for their country, when they have to take care of business when they return to their domestic action? But all in all, I wish them well. Hopefully, they both are healthy, and it's an electric World Cup because everyone's waiting to see what happens.
Other than Bayern flexing their dominance, Chris, what other fixtures stood out for you?
Well, RB Leipzig has really been on somewhat of a resurgence. They defeated Werder Bremen. Werder Bremen is no joke. Leipzig actually have won their last three matches and have cracked into the top four, which means they can secure Champions League place if they maintain that position. Another side right now, Union Berlin. Union Berlin, this was the side we were talking about, Cinderella story. They definitely need a break. They've only managed to pick up 1 point in their last three games. In their most recent outing versus Freiburg, they went down a man early, and Grifo scored a hat trick. They're supposed to look better against viable opponents such as Freiburg. Union Berlin, just didn't look good, and they are definitely slacking. I think they definitely need to take this time to get back on track in terms of where they stand domestically. Dortmund is another team that haven't fared too well lately. The battle of the Borussias went Gladbach's way. And Marcus Thuram for Gladbach actually got called up to the French squad. He's been playing so well for Gladbach. But Dortmund, they leveled in this particular match early, but back-to-back goals by Gladbach kept them in a deficit. There are actually rumors that Lucien Favre could return to take over things at Dortmund. But as of right now, and talking about the top four, Union Berlin and Dortmund were booted out of the top four, and they need to get back on track.
The German squad was announced midweek ahead of these Bundesliga matches. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, the one big name, the 17-year-old sensation, Youssoufa Moukoko. He was selected. Dortmund's teenage sensation, the only teenager, the only 17-year-old to score in double digits in the Bundesliga to his name. I'm looking for electric things because obviously Hansi Flick had some late injuries he had to find substitutes for. I like the fact that he chose Moukoko. Another name that I'm sure has German fans delighted is the recall of Mario Götze. Mario Götze was the hero in 2014. He returns after a 5-year hiatus. They're looking for some magic, of course, from him. And a few mainstays. Mats Hummels, went back and forth. There's no Mats Hummels included in this roster headed to Qatar. Actually, they've already left to Qatar. And I know Marco Reus because he's definitely dealing with injury. But one thing Hansi Flick said about the tournament is that the first thing that Germany has to do is they have to climatize to the weather. It's obviously different than it is in Germany. And they have a very short window to prepare for Japan. So I don't know how good they'll actually look when their tournament kicks off, but the roster looks full and looks complete, and I wish them the best.
Before we let you go, Chris, the NFL made history on Sunday when American football made its debut featuring the biggest name in the game, Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady. I mean, he's the greatest of all time. When you look at quarterbacks, there's no question about that. He actually threw two touchdowns in a win over the Seattle Seahawks. Now, what makes this obviously special is the historic implications. It's the first time a regular season game is kicked off in Germany, and there are plans to have three more rotating between Frankfurt and Munich the next 3 years. It's actually the 30th regular season game that's been played overseas. And I think it's a big deal in Germany because Germans love American football. They have a huge following, and it's considered the number one growth market for the NFL because it's expanded so rapidly over the last few years. One thing I would mention, though, after the action, it was played out at Allianz Arena. And after the action, the NFL decided to pay for the pitch because they completely destroyed the pitch. Obviously, it's a different type of football, the other football, you know, but it goes to show this attempt at a union is trying to be made by the American sport, the NFL, American football. And we have to hopefully it continues. I mean, maybe in the future we'll be talking about an NFL franchise in Germany. Who knows?
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch. And graphics are provided by David Scullard.